Okay, so we have started to approach the most exciting part of the training, which is actually executing, doing things, and in the process, actually making money. So we're about to look at the three steps to make money with a website, traffic, and a product, which is either going to be our product or someone else's if we decide to do the affiliate marketing route, and there are several options there. But this is the most exciting part. This is what people think of when it comes to actually making money and actually launching a business. All of these involve us creating assets of some kind, i.e. actually building things. And the great news is we can speed this up by a factor of 10 with AI, or just indeed 100% automate it all with AI agents. And the good news is, this section of the training is my specialty. This is my bread and butter. This is what I do, and also what I teach to a lesser extent day in, day out. And so if you've made it this far, then trust me, it's about to get really, really fun. We're about to see a lot of cool stuff. So let's dive in. So we're about to dive into the money-making section, but before we proceed, please do the following. Choose a type of business model and a niche using the decision matrix. This is going to A, ensure that you have a good choice, and B, as we've talked about before, it's going to give you that confidence to actually act, knowing that you've made the best choice based on the data that you have at the moment. This may change, this is not final, but it is going to give you some type of a decision, and it's going to help you filter niches down to the ones that you want to focus on. So you will brainstorm what to sell and the ways to get traffic by the end of this module. This is then going to give you a suggested list of niches and methods to focus on. So, you know, the matrix that you have at the moment, the spreadsheet you have at the moment, is going to change again. This is not final. We are going to update it one more time. And then even that final list is not final, because as you launch new products, you enter new niches, you will discover new niche opportunities, new business models, you'll find new leads. You'll constantly refine and update the sheet, okay? So this sheet is an organic thing. It's not something that you'll fill out once and never return to. I, every few weeks, will go back and review my own sheet. You know, I have several decision matrix sheets like this that I go back and look at, and kind of reflect on, and change all the time as I get new data. The key point, though, is that we want to take some form of action, and the way to do that is getting data, and this is the best starting point for you in terms of data to actually act on. So like I say, new trends and opportunities are going to appear all the time for you, so this by definition is organic. Even if you do no new research, you don't really take any action, new niches will just appear in front of you. The marketplace is moving. Even if you stand still, it's going to change around you, okay? And of course, your data will of course change as you actually launch and either find successes or you stumble upon roadblocks in particular niches. As you develop leverage, you will build skills and build knowledge in certain areas, whether that's about traffic generation or creating certain types of products or information and knowledge about niches. You know, all of these things, these actions that you take will generate new knowledge and allow you to go back and change the spreadsheet. So there's going to be a video after this one which will talk about how to update the decision matrix and how to change it as you get new information coming in. This is going to change the rankings. You know, I regularly re-rank my own scores. I like to highlight the ones that are the most top scoring in green, so it's kind of blatantly obvious what the best opportunities are. Once I've done them, once I've executed on that particular idea, I will strike it through on the sheet so that I know that I've done it. And I also like to do it in kind of a big list because it gives me, you know, optionality. It gives me options. And so rather than just saying this is the one to focus on, having them all listed there in a score kind of shows me that there isn't just one single option. There are lots and lots of options. And right now, this is the score that I'm kind of attaching to them. So please go ahead and do that now. Please check out the video, check out the spreadsheet, update it, and then we are ready to move forward.